people who profess to be on these spiritual paths, religious paths, whatever it is, and they're using this as their false front to manipulate.
Welcome to the Second Wind Podcast, dedicated to guiding you towards a healthier, happier, and more fulfilling life. I am your host, Judy Marie Trimber, best-selling author and founder of Miracles of Health. As someone who has naturally healed through numerous health challenges myself, I clearly understand the struggles that many of us face on a daily basis. But I also know that there is hope and healing beyond those challenges. Through my journey and experiences, I have learned how to create purpose beyond pain and find joy in life again. In this podcast, I share my personal insights as well as practical tips and advice to help you on your own journey towards health, healing, and prosperity. It's time to catch your second wind so you can soar towards a brighter future.
Hello, I'm Judy Marie, owner of Miracles of Health. Thank you for watching today, and please hit the like button and subscribe, as we would really love your help in getting this message out to as many people as possible. Today, I'm going to talk about the signs of a spiritual narcissist. Yeah, that makes your head spin a little bit, doesn't it? Sure does mine, but you know what? They're out there. They are all around. People who profess to be on these spiritual paths, religious paths, whatever it is, and they're using this as their false front to manipulate, to control, to get the power from other people because of what they're not tapping into it divinely themselves. So let's talk about this, how this shows up. And I'm sharing this because I have had an experience recently, which is another really good reminder that if you're an empath or you're on a spiritual conscious living path, it's so magnetic to attract a spiritual narcissist. Isn't that interesting? Okay, these are people who will come across like they have the answers. They know the answers for your spiritual path, for what is for your highest good. They may even say they know you better than you know yourself. That's a big red flag right there. If you've had people who have inflicted shame, they've inflicted guilt, or they tell you all the things you're doing wrong and go right for the negative. People who don't want to do their own inner work and they don't want to heal within themselves, whatever it is, or maybe they don't want to face their own shadow side, but they're going to wear these many masks. They're going to come across like, I'm so nice, I'm so loving, I'm so generous, I'm so caring. Look at everything I've done for you. Look at everything I've done in this world. I'm an expert at this, I'm an expert at that. You ask them anything and they pretty much know it all. They usually are not teachable. They don't want to change. They are so satisfied staying stuck and in control of anything they can control. And you know why? Because they can't control what's inside themselves. These people tend to find substances that numb out, and I believe there's wonderful plant medicine. There's so many natural modalities that we can use to help with our endocannabinoid system. But for people who they don't want to do it, they just want to escape their own inner demons, I'll just call them, then what happens with a lot of these people is, I say their kindness runs out. They can be nice for so long, but you watch. And if they're around that much light, love, truth, people who are authentic, it's just going to show. And that saying that we are as sick as our secret, you know, for what we want to hide within. And it really, people who are on a spiritual path of awakening, we put it out there. We share, we talk about, we transform. We're not afraid to deal with what we've shoved in the closet for so long. This is part of becoming more of an enlightened being, or a lighter body, lighter fields that are around us and what we attract. And we go within for those that we trust, those we could be intimate with on this sacred level, to share this. And it's not to judge, it's to transform. But some people get confused what unconditional love is. They might think unconditional love is, you know, I should tolerate the intolerable. No, you get stronger at this. I remember Louise Hay years ago, at one of the events in Pasadena, California, and I was right by her. And I remember her telling one of the people attending, she just said, no, and you need to stop doing that. And she just stood straight up and just walked out of the room. And I thought, wow, that lady's pretty tough. I get this later on in life. I just really get this. You define more clearly when you become freer to be yourself. You tap into your truth, you become more authentic, you recognize more of these traits and these signs of a spiritual narcissist. They don't even know what their truth is, except to make somebody else around them become small so they could look bigger, so they could look like they're your God. And let me tell you, they're not. And if you continue to stay with friends like that, family, anybody in your life, eventually what happens is you start losing power, you start losing yourself, you start questioning your own truth. Your filters can get so clogged up because their filters are so clogged up. They're just here on a quest to stay in control of another person, and that's how they get their strength and energy and power. But it's not authentic, it's not real, and it doesn't last. And I know that very well, because I just had a situation here in the last few weeks, and it's very interesting. I started to really recognize it for what it is. And then there doesn't have to be a big charge about it. There just is clarity. Wow, this is what this is. This is not going to work. This is absolutely not going to be staying in my fields here at all. And I don't have to turn it into a wildfire and make a big deal out of it. Just very clear. And I said to the universe, you know what to do here. Have it be gone. And sure enough, less than 24 hours, this person, they are gone. Okay, and that's what can happen. But we must really, and that's a strong word, okay, but embrace your authenticity, okay? Be so true to yourself. You will attract everything, anything of the highest order, the highest goodness life, if you can make that distinction. Be very, very clear and not be caught in the path of denial, or want to settle for less because, but I need this situation, or I need this person, or I need. No. No, we don't. You know, what is for my highest good? What is the frequency? What is the vibration that I claim and I call on that to be around me? My closest friends, my team, my partner. Okay. That's what we want to look at. What do you want? What do you want for your life on such a level of quality? And we make these decisions today that determines the quality of life, what will come in, used to be tomorrow, but no, I'm calling it today. Magnetism happens in a second that fast. So be careful of those who are professing to be these spiritual narcissists. They don't call themselves a narcissist, but they have all the answers and they know every which way how to manipulate, how to lie, how to cheat, how to steal. This is just worldwide. This is amazing how much of this is showing up right now. And I want to honor each and every one of you for walking the path of your light, walking the path of your truth. Know who you are. There isn't anything you can't change, anything you can't be, anything you can't do. All things are possible. But raise the frequency, raise the vibration to that, and be on alert. That's it. You could just be on alert for these traits and these signs of people who want you not to be happy. They don't want you to feel your joy. They don't want you to be full of love and light. But let me tell you, I'm giving you all permission at this second, constantly, right now, claim that. Write it across your forehead. Write it over your heart. Wear it with you. I am the light. I am the truth. I am the love. And I am that I am. So it is.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode. I trust that you found the insights and stories shared inspiring and beneficial. If you're ready to catch your second wind and transform your life, hit that subscribe button so that you are first to know when episodes are released every week. Let's continue the journey of health and transformation together. To support this podcast, please leave a rating and a written review on your podcast app of choice. Help us strengthen the winds of change by sharing the Second Wind podcast with everyone you know. For more information, please visit judymarie.net and miraclesofhealth.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at Judy Marie Trimber and at Miracles of Health. Always remember to believe in miracles and never give up on yourself. Embrace your own second wind. Take care and be well.